You're holding the bottom of Tezavah from the base here, the bottom of the Gemara, about Lashon Hara. Gemara says, you're holding the four lines from the bottom. Another Gemara says, Heichi Dama Lishna Bisha. What's considered Lashon Hara? And the Gemara means even this much is also considered Lashon Hara. So, Rav Amar, Rav says, I have the gears here, Gimel, some of the gears, yeah, Rabbama, yeah, the Chagoyin, the Yoma, somebody says, he can nuver by palni. You know, there's a fire by that person's house, means his oven is always there. So Rashi says, nuver by palni, mashma wat, the mashma, a person's very rich. The whole shore, motzi esh be base, labash, tafshil, he's always cooking. So Amalei Abayi says, my COVID, like what did he do wrong? Why is this called Lashon Hara? Gila Milsa Biyamhu. It's only Gila Milsa, just telling over exactly what the person does. Rashi says, Gila Milsa Biyamhu, you're only telling over. You're uncovering like, Hayo V'yena Moirim B'Lashon Hara, you're not saying anything bad. Ela Magana L'yesen Shem Avakshin Or L'chula Beis Pleini. He just tells somebody wants to know where he can get fire from. So you tell him, this person's house, his oven is always burning, you'll get fire by him. So why is it called Lashon Hara? You're only saying something nicer for. Samora says, rather, Yelo demapik belishna bisha, means you said it out, you spoke it out in a bad tongue. That's the way you said it. You said belishna bishna in a bad tongue you said it. So what does that mean, Rashi? Samora says, Diyomar heicho mishtakach nura. Ela be palnya diika bisu v'karvah. Like, where will you find fire? Only by that guy. That guy always has meat and fish. So, kids, like, you didn't say it in a nice way. So, even though it's not really Lashon Hara, but since you didn't say it in a nice way, you only like meant to make fun of him. That's all succeeded. That's all succeeded Lashon Hara. Like, since you didn't say it in a nice way, it's like, where else should there be fire? Only by that guy's house. So, since you said it in a bad Lashon, that's all succeeded Lashon Hara. Omar Rabba. Rabba says that Kol Milsa de Misamra Biape Mara, anything that you would say over in front of the person himself, less be Mishum Lishna Bishna, then it's not called Lashon Hara. And we'll soon see. Taiz explains this, I think, like this, the next to last Taiz over here. Kagoyin, Kai Gatna Taiz says that the Nura Be Palnya, the place you say over the person has a fire in his house. It's possible you meant to say it in a nice way, and maybe you meant to say it in a bad way. So here we say, if you say over something, it really depends how you say it. So when you say it in front of the Yonah, for sure it did not mean something bad, it's not called Lashon Hara. But if you would really speak Lashon Hara, say something bad upon the person, so there's no heter to say it even in front of him, that would not be the heter. Here the Etid, Rav is saying, Kol Milsa de Misamra Biape Mara, anything you say over in front of the Misamra, it means that there's two ways to interpret it. So since you say it over in front of him, we say for sure you mean it the right way, it's not called Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Shamargul Oimra Bifnei Oimra Lov, that the Margul, the third person saying it over, would say it over in front of the person that he said it. And the Chumim, if you'd say it the same way, even in front of the Misamra, that would also be okay. It also would not be Lashon Hara. Could be mamish though. It also could mean you have to say it in front of him. Yeah. Omalei, so he answered back to him. The other one said back, no, that's what Rabbi said. So Omalei, they said back to him. Omalei Abaye said back to him, should be Koshchein Chutzpah. He didn't like to say that, no? That's a bigger Chutzpah. You say it in front of the owner himself, the Balabas himself, that's a bigger Chutzpah. That's not a Heter. The Lishna Bishna male is called Lashon Hara. Omalei, he said back to him, Anok Rabbi Yossi Svirlish. No, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. The what? The Yom Rabbi Yossi said that me Yom, like for my lifetime, Lo Yomarti Dovi V'Chazati Lachur, I never said anything and retracted. Rashi says, O V'Chazati Lachur, Rashi says, Liros Mi Yamad Achurei. I never had to say anything and be careful who's there to listen, who's there watching me say it. Shafnas may Balaman Yomer mean to say, even in front of the person I would say it also. Alma lav lishna bishna cheshivus, that's what Rabbi meant to say. He was like Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, like I never said anything, and had to check around to make sure that person's not around. because since I wouldn't be afraid, or I'd say it even in front of him, meaning it's not Lashon Hara, that's all right, it's not called Lashon Hara. Omar Rabbi, Yatavatav Tezlein, Omar Alephia. Omar Rabbi says, Omar Rabbi Baba Huna, that Komilsa de Misamra Biapet Losa, anything that's said over in front of three people, less than Mishum Lishna Bishna. There's no risk of Lashon Hara anymore on it, to say it over. My time, what's the reason? Chavra Chavris Lay, this friend has another friend. The Chavra Chavris, and that friend has a third friend. Meaning to say, once three people know about it, it's going to be spread out, everybody will know about it. So Rashi learns, the Misamar Biapet Losa means Shehabailam Mamrub Fnegimel, means Ruvain himself said over something about himself in front of three people. So now when these three people hear it, it's as if the whole world knows about it. So if one of these three people go and tell it over, there's no wish Lashon Hara. Is Hamagal Lo Yisein Lashon Hara, Shezeh Gilu Tchilu Daitoi, Shemagal Lo Yisein Cheshashas Demed Yediyah, the Tzefli Golis. But the person Reuven has said it over, knows that since three people know about it, everybody will know about it. So obviously he doesn't care if Michael called Lashon Hara to him, therefore he's allowed to say it over. That's where Rashi learns the Seta. Then Echonami, just on the three people, somebody says Lashon Hara in front of three people, Havara does not have to say it over again. The Rashi learns only if the Bailim himself says it in front of three people, meaning he doesn't care if anybody says it over. The Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said, Ma'i Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Mevorach Reyeyu B'Kol Godol, somebody could bless his friend like with a loud voice, Ba'boik in the morning, Hashkem Klola Techoshav Loi, and that broch at the end could turn out to be a curse. What's the case? Kegoyin demikle liyishpiza, that you went into somebody's house and he gave you a good meal. For Torchik Shamayu Shapri took very good care of you. So Lamocha, the next day when you leave his house, Nofi, you go to shul, Yosef b'shukla in the street, in the marketplace, you sit down in the marketplace in front of a lot of people. For Yomi Yisrei Rachmon in the Roch Elapalma, like Hashem should bless this person, Torchik Torah Kamoi, like he was such a good host, he took such good care of me. But the mainly, if you say it outside in the street, for Shamin and Inshi, a lot of people now are going to hear that. The Yazlina, they're going to go to him, the Yantinale, they'll give him a very hard time. Maybe they'll steal from him, they'll take it away by Korcho, when they don't deserve it. The Yonsinle, like they'll force him. That's cool, the Kakola really cursed him. You have to be careful how you say it. Yeah. They shouldn't say it by Rabbim. If you say it Bitsinu privately, it's a nice thing. But not to say it over by Rabbim. Tony Ravdimi, Achbo the Rav Safra, the brother of Safra, that Le'olam Ayisapa Rodim B'Tavosha Shechaveroi. A person should not even talk about the good of his friend. Shemeterek Tavosha Bolo Deirosa. Once you start talking about the person, even if you only start to say good, you'll end up saying something bad. Yeah, he's great, but this one thing, no. And he could hear me some say, Rav Dimi, Ach, brother of Safra, Cholish. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra himself, was sick. He's all Rav Safra Lishulbe. So Safra went to visit him, to ask him how he's doing. Omalei. So, Rav Dimi said, like, Omalehu. So he said, Yetesili, Dikaimi Kol Diyama Rabbonin. Like, I listened to everything Rabbanan said, and I maybe taste him, and he doesn't know why he became sick, like, really. Is Amalei, ha mi mekayamto, where you mekayim this halacha also, that we just learned that li'ola ma'yisap radim v'tevosu shechaver, a person who's not even talking about the good about his friend. Shemeterech tevosu, because once you start talking about good about him, bolu de genusi, may also come and talk bad about him. Amalu lai shemino lai, no, this I did not hear. V'yev shemino li kiyamti, if I would have heard about it, I would have been mekayim it. So Kitzim is a pretty big tzaddik, he did everything. Just this one aloch, he didn't hear about it. But from now on, Rabbi says he was mekablet. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Al Shiva Dvorim Negoyim Boyim, on seven different things, seven affairs, like the punishment you get, leprosy, you come in Nega. Al Lashon Hara, if you speak bad, Lashon Hara, if you ask Shvichazdom, if you kill somebody, if you ask Shvu Hashav, if you swear false, if you ask Gil Arroyis, if you ask Gassa Saruach, if you act hori, if you don't act nice to other people, you hold everything for yourself. Now, Al Lashon Hara, how do we know? The Pasuk says, Milashni Basefer Riyu, Oisei Atzmi, had the possibility before, you speak bad, Hashem like wipe you out, Atzmis. And we dash before, Atzmis means Loshin of Chalutin, to become a Mitzvah. Al Shvichas Dom Nichsiv, Vyal Yichros, Mi Beis Yoyev, Zev, U Mitzvah. Why? Because they killed people over there. You see, because the Shvichas Domim, they got back the punishment of becoming a Mitzvah. Because he killed Avner, because of that he had the punishment of being a Mitzvah. Piyashu Eshov, swearing false. This is the pasuk says, "Va'yomer Naaman." Naaman said he swore false over there. Hoyer kach kikrim, take these bread. And really, he swore false. Rashi says, "Hoyer lishova shashulchan Elisha," that these bread came from the shulchan of Elisha. Come take them. It was he swore false. But the pasuk says right away, "Bitzaras Naaman tidbak b'chon," you should become a mitzvah. Piyagila royes, how do we know? This is the pasuk says, "V'nagi Hashem es paroi." Negoyim, Hashem gave Paro Negoyim, and because Paro had Gila Royce, so Paro took away the wife of Avram. Yes, because of that Gila Royce, he got Negoyim. The Agatha Saruk, this is the Pesach says, "Over Chav Kosei Govli Boy, Adli Hashkif Liyimo Bashem Lekov." For he had Saras Zorcha Bemetchay. Clearly, he had Govli Boy. He acted Bagayva. And the apostle says, "But Taras Zorka B'Mitzvay, the Taras shined out on his forehead." Fial Hagezu, that's what the apostle says. But Tziva Akoyin Apinu Asabayis, that by becoming Mitzayrom, so the Kohen comes in like it has to empty out your house, it shouldn't become Tamei. Tani, not like this. Who Konos Mamin Shenishloi? This person stole a lot of things and brought into his house things that didn't belong to him. Therefore, the punishment is. Yovi Yakoin, the coin will come in via Fazim Amoinai, and the coin will spread out, take out his mammon. You see, for Gezel, you get Saras. Via Tsara Sain, being a narrow eye, you don't want to give out to other people. The Chsiv says, Uvua Sheloi Habayis. You come in that he has a house. Uvua Sheloi Habayis. So we dash in, Torah de Verbi Shmuel, Mishim Yuchid Beiseloi. Means where does the Saras come? Somebody only kept this house for himself, didn't have any other guests, wasn't nice to other people. Rashi says Shiachid Beisa means Klitash Risha, things that he owned. Shlo Yeshiva Machina landed out to other people. I think more says Ivomer Avanoni Bar Shashun Lo Monis Mikol Pashas Big Dekula. He has a question like this. Yeah, like it was quite a question to be there were other Kaporis for Lashon Hara. Because he says, why did the Torah put the parsha of Digde Kula next to the parsha of Kabonis? Lemlo, to teach us, Ma Kabonis Mechaper, just like the Korban is Mechaper, Digde Kula Mechaper, what then Digde Kula is also Mechaper? What does that mean to say, Ksoinis, like the shirt, is Mechaper as Hashviras Domim? Somebody killed somebody, so the Ksoinis, the Kohen goes, we're on the Ksoinis, it's Mechaper you. The Pesach says, Vayitlu as a Ksoinis Badom, Vayesu, they took the Ksoinis and they dipped it into the blood. Mashma the Ksayin, the Rashi Remes Hoylehem, Shet Filos, Kaporas Domim, Olai De Ksayinus. That the Kapora for Shvichas Domim is going to be through the Ksayinus. Mechnesayin, the underpants the Kohen wears, is Mechapun Agila Royas. So the Pasuk says, Vyosa Mechnesay Bad, Lechasa is Boser Erva, to cover up his Erva, mean to say Nichatoyim, that was done with the Erva. It's Nefes, the hat the Kohen wears, is mechaperas agafi ruach? Somebody acts too bagayvenek, too high. Rabbi Chanina, the young Rabbi Chanina, Yovei Dovish Shabbos. Let something come that's on the top, on his hat, on his head. V'yichaper al ma'isa goyvash. You mechaper for the fact the person acts with a bagayvenek. Avnit, that's the gartel. Mechaperas al hiru alev. It's mechaper on bad thoughts you had. Ahechad east to where it is. The chsiv voy alev aron. So if he goes this year, shouldn't be a lev iron, but stamp the yavnate. So on the side it says that the gisha should be echdis to show you chokin used to tie around the gartol kinegra tila yudayim by his elbows. Dainu kinegra lev, that's what he used to put the gartol. Not by the waist, but a little bit further up, by his elbows, by the near the heart. So the yavnate was mechaper on Yehurei Halev. Yeah. that choshen, that's the breastplates, mechaper hadinim, any wrong psak hadinim, or the paskin wrong hadinim, dinim omnis, techsev yasisa choshen mishpat. Ephod, that's like was the tapa robe he wore, mechaper al avoid zoros. Mechaper al avoid zoros, as if it says, ain ephod v'torfis. When there's no ephod, then there'll be torfis, then there'll be the chet of avoid zoros. Rashi says, and ephod v'torfis means bizman shenefu, when there's no ephod, have the oven trophim, then there'll be the chet of trophim. That was the getchkes, the avoid zoros. Meal, another robe the kohen gadol the wears, the meal. Mechaper al loshen rat, mechaper al loshen hora. Is Zomer Kodesh Baruch Hu Yovi Dover Shabakil. On the bottom of the meal there were the bells when the coin used to walk, used to make noise. So Yovi Dover, let this decade come that has noise to it. Vichapra Maisakur, let it be Mechaper on Loshen Hara. So kids, here you see the meal is Mechaper on Loshen Hara, not Mitzaras. Sit the fact that Kohen Gadol wears it sits, is Mechaper on Maisa Yazeponim. Somebody asks, Chutzpedik Azeponim, so it sits is Mechaper. Chivaka says over here, Voya Metzach Aaron. Uksivosem o Metzach Isha Zoyn Hoy Lecho. Yeah. Tefa Aziponim du Aziz to Chutzpah. Sakopa the Chutz Lulu Vestira. Here it's Mashma that these things are Mechaper Moshen Hara. Not Negoyim. Samora says, Lekash Yehoda Hani Maisav Hod Lo Yehani Maisav. One with actions helped and one with actions did not help. So, if his actions did something, the Rashi learns, the Hani Maisav means, you caused the machlokes, you caused the fight. Of course, he said this Lashon Hara, you caused the fight to take place. So that's worse. Then it's not enough just for the Avnate, but then it's not enough for the meal, but then you have to have Negoyim. And ho, the Loya Hani Maisav, where he didn't cause anything bad by the Lashon Hara, that's when you have the meal could be mechaper. So that's the question. Mor says, "Yeah, you're good." So that's the teretz. Mor says, "I, the Amar Rab Simon, the Amar Rab Simon, Amar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Shnei Devorim Lo Mitzinu Lemba Karbonas Kapara. Two things by the Karbonas we don't find the Kapara for them." But Bedov Racha with something else, Mitzinlam Kapora, we do find the Kapora. What is that? Shvichas Domim. If you kill somebody by the Mashmadas or by the Begodim, by the Kabonis, you don't find the Kapora. Tatakasha, before we said that it is Mechaper on Shvichas Domim. It says before the Kislainis is Mechaper Shvichas Domim. And here it's Mashmino that for Shvichas Domim, Veloshin Hara, these are the two things. That there's no Kapora for Kabonis. At the stereo, here we just said the ksainis and the meal is mechaper. But here it says, no, by kabonis, by the begotten, there's nothing to be mechaper, but something else is. What's something else? Shvichas domim is biegla rufa. They bring biegla rufa, that's the kapora for shvichas domim. Veloshen hara, that's the k'teris, when they bring the k'teris, the sense that they burn inside the kodesh, kodoshim, that's mechaper on loshen hara. So it's a stereo. The Tanya. Rabbi Chanina, that lamadnu lekteres shemechaperes. We know the keteres is mechaper. The pasuk says, "Ve'itin es keteres ve'yichaper alom." So we're bringing the keteres, burning this incense, that makes a kapara. Which kapara? For Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, al makteres mechaper was the keteres mechaper. Al loshen hara, Yizom Kosbar. Kosbar says, "Yovu dovi shemechashoi." A lot of times you talk loshen hara privately; nobody else should hear you. So let something you said quietly, the yechaper, let something comes quietly means the keteris is brought lefnai lefnim, nobody else is there when they bring the keteris. So let the keteris come and be mechaper, the yechaper on maisech hashem, and also be mechaper and something that's done quietly. On Loshon Hara, that people speak quietly. Rashi says, shebchashoi quietly means keteris. Nasis pehechel, labach in the Kodesh Kodoshim, that's on Yom Kippur. But though he has done in the hechel, v'chashoy quietly, k'tanya perkoitzeloi v'sech yuma, that Parshim and Ben Ulam v'mizbeach v'shas teres, everybody else went outside v'shas they were doing the k'teres there. The same thing, Lashon Hara also you speak v'chashoy. So Mor says, l'kol ponim kasha shvichazom ha-shvichazomim, it's a theory with shvichazomim, before we said the k'sainis is mechaper and shvichazomim, and here it's mashim, nothing with kabonis, only the egla rufa. And the same thing, is kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara.
Kosh Lashonara Lashonara, before we said the Milas Mechaper, and here it's Mashma, one of the Keteris. Samura says no Stira. Shvich Avdama Shvil Dom, if you kill somebody, Lakashem. Hod the Yodam and Katle. If we know who you kill, then the Ksainis is Mechaper, not the Egla Rufa. Hod the Lo Yodam and Katle. If we don't know who the murderer is, then we bring the Egla Rufa, that's Mechaper. Samura's the question, the Yodam and Katle, if we know who you killed, the Marbakotlu, the guy's Mechuyiv Misa. What do you mean to say that the Ksainis is Mechaper? He's Chayiv Misa. If we know who he killed, and we know who killed, so he's Chayiv Misa. Samura says the case is Bemezid Lo Yasra Bey. Where true he did it Bemezid, there were two Eidim there, but they didn't warn him. Since they didn't warn him, he's not Chayiv Misa. So in such a case, that's where the Ksainis is Mechaper. Now, Loshinara Lakash is no Stira. I'll tell you, it depends how you say it. Tov Bitsina. If you said Loshner quietly Bitsiner, then Taka the Keteris is Mechaper on you. And other for Hesia, if you said Loshner openly, then you need Taka the Mil that makes noise, just like you made a lot of noise also when you said it. Boimene Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nodov, Rabbi Chanina. The Yarmulah, some say Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nodov Chasnei to Rabbi Chanina. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina. He asked Rabbi Chanina from Rabbi Chanina. The Yarmulah, some said the Shaila was that Rabbi Shuba Levi, yes, from Shuba Levi. That man is Tana Mitzera, Shamru Torah, Bode Jeshu Mechusa Machna, Meshavai. How come the Torah said that a Mitzera has to stay outside, alone, outside the Machna? How come he can't be with anybody else? So the answer is, who Hivdo Benishli Ishtai, Benishli Yayi? Like I said before, Mitzera comes because he spoke Lashon Hara, he spoke bad about a husband to his wife, so he separated them a little bit. Or they not mechaveru, you said Lashon Hara, so people can't hate that person. So you cause people to separate, therefore the figure of Armatara Torah says back to you, brother Yeshiv, you should sit yourself, be alone yourself. That's your kapara. Omer Reb Yehuda ben Levi, man ishtana mitzera shomra, Shomra Torah says about a mitzera, his kapara is, yovishtei tzipor matarosa, when it comes to the mitar himself, he has to bring two birds. How come? Is Omer Kosh Baruch says, who oise maise pitpit, that this person spoke Lashner, Stam chirped, he Stam talked a lot. As the thing is there, from the Torah says, Yovi Korban Pitput, cut it, let him also bring a Korban from birds that chirp, talk a lot. You have to show him what you're doing, as all you're doing is just chirping away, you stop talking. Tana Rabban, Pesach says, Lo tisne sechicha b'vavecha, you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. So Yochai, I would have thought to say, Lo yakenu, maybe it means you can't hit him. Rashi says, "Adavar techocha." If you want to go and give him techocha, maybe you can't hit him. Lo yisaturenu. Rashi says that it means kalachiyad. You can't slap him backwards. Lo yikalenu. You can't like curse him, or else yikalenu. Stam say, "Be and scream at him." Tam lem. The pasuk says, "No." Bilvavecha. Torah says, "In your heart." I mean to say, "Sinish shebelei v'kosim medav." The pasuk is talking about you can't hate him in your heart. That's what tzasa. But it could be the other way, if you have a tiny against him, you want to give him techocha, you're allowed to speak out and tell him what he's doing wrong. Maybe that's mutter. Just to be quiet and just hate him in your heart, that's not there. I think you learn also, it's kabuchayim, if I know it in the midah, means even in your heart is also asa. Now, minayin, how do we know to say that l'royah v'chavera dove maguna, if you see your friend is doing something wrong, something not nice, shechayim l'chichay, that you have a chiyuv to tell him, he's doing something wrong, stop it. Can't just sit back. Shneimer the pasuk says, Hoychiach toychiach. Midrafte big mechiach, tell him what he's doing wrong, rebuke him. Hoychiach, let's say you told him, V'lei kibble, he didn't accept from you. Minayin sheyachti v'chen, you have to do it a second time. Tam loy metochiach mikom mokom. You have to keep on doing it, you have to try your best. Yechla, I would have thought to say, Yechla filu mishtan upon him. Even if you embarrass him, Rashi says, "Shechicha barabim," that you rebuked him in the publicly, and you made him red. You embarrassed him to have him fun of. On that note, Talmud the pasuk says, "Letichnol letisal chet." You can't do it in a way that you're doing a chet. You're not supposed to embarrass him. So the susi next summer is very hard. You have to know how to give techocha. You have to know how to tell a person to stop doing that error. Tanya. Amr Reb Tarfin, he said like this, Kemahani Otaim, I wonder to Tomani. In Yesh Bedorzov, is anybody in this generation Shemakabu Techocho that knows how to accept Techocho? So the beautiful sheet is Sheyocho Lechiacha. The sheet learned he won't know, he won't, if everyone knows how to give Techocho. Sheyocho Lechiach. Now, Philum, yeah, that's what the sheet says. Not if anybody can accept it, but we know how to give Techocho. Emomeloi Toil, because it's like this. Imamaloi told Kisim and Benenech, somebody tells somebody else, listen, take out the thorn between your eyes. Is Amalo, the person says back to him, told Kurim and Benenech, take out a big beam between your eyes. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Kleimer, if you find somebody doing a small aver, oven cotton, Shabiotcha, the Yacholem will say back to him, Telat, oven godl, Shabiotcha. Hilkach and Yacholem Lechia, Shakulum Chaitim. In his generation, everybody was Chatoyim. It's very hard to give Techocho. Because you told somebody to stop doing it, the guy will say right back to you, look at you, you do this and this. So Mashmid is teaching us to give Techocho means you have to be able to, that people can't talk back to you. But even the Tzaddik says, not the way. So you have to now say it the right way. You mean L'Shem Shemayim, even though sometimes you have other Chatoyim, so what? You don't have to be a pure person to do it. So it depends how he goes. If he goes the way the Gemara says, he just says he wondered if anybody would be accepted. Because people don't accept the Chokh, because everybody was Chatoyim then. So one said to the other, look at yourself, don't bother me. Yeah. Right. Omer Rebbe Loza ben Azarya. To Mahani, I wonder, Im Yesh Bedur Azar, is anyone in this generation, Shiyadeya Lochiach, and knows how to give the Chokh. But you have to be a Chokh, and you have to know how to do it. Rashi said, they're a covered. You have to do it respectfully, Shlai upon of Mishtar, not to embarrass the person. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Meya Dani alike, if Eidus upon me, Shemayin de Shemayin Varetz, Shahar Beponim, a lot of times, this is what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said, then Meya Dani alike, Shemayin Varetz, Shahar Beponim, Loka Akiva Yodi, a lot of times Akiva got hurt because of me, Shayisi Kovlalov, Lefnei, Rabbi Shimei Rabbi Gamliel. When I saw him do something wrong, I used to tell him over, even in front of his Rebbe. And sometimes he got hit because of me, and Hashem gave Techocho. The Kol Shchein, and for sure, Shesafti Biyava, that because of this, he made out, they came to love one another more. The Kayim Mashnem, the Pasuk says, Atochich Leitz Pen Yisnecho, don't give Techocho the Stam Leitz a joker because they just come to hate you. But a chiyach lechocham, give to a chocham, give rebuke. A talmud chocham, person that wants to do good, v'yavech, will come out to love you. Rechnami, he gave him to a chocham, and Avad Rekiva came out to love him. Boy mene Rabbi Yehuda, boy mene Rabbi Yehuda, b'rei de Rabbi Shmuel. Ye, to a chocham l'shmo, v'yanov shlo l'shmo, hay mene Yehudi. For what's better? To give to a chocham l'shmo, if he's supposed to give to a chocham, or else to be a known of another means to be a humble person, say, no, I don't want to give the Chokha now. And that's Shalom Lishmo, because you're not supposed to. You're supposed to give the Chokha. Rashi says, if you're a novice, Shalom Lishmo means, Shayin Sa'at Simon, if you make yourself a humble person, Shayin Ressa, you don't want to give the Chokha now. But if you're a novice, Shalom Lishem Shemaimu, and it's just time you're afraid the person shouldn't hate you. So is that good or not? Haimin, which one's better? Omalei said back then, for Lay Moses, don't you agree? The Anova Lishma Difa. That Anova, that's the best midah there is. To be humble. The Yamamar Anova Gedele Mekum, that's the best midah. Anova is greater than everything. If so, Shalom Lishma Nami Difa. That if you're acting humble, that's even good, even though it's Shalom Lishma. Because the Yamar of Yudam Arav, the Yerlem Yasa Gadam Matur Mitzvah Safak Nishal Lishma, Shalom is working through Mitzvah, even though Shalom Lishma. Shemater Shalom Lishma, Bel Lishma. You come to do it Lishma. Yeah. Smash me if you want to be the owner of here, according to this sheet, at least you have a right to do it. Yeah. Right. Now, Hechi Domi Techocho Lishmo, what's the case of Techocho Lishmo via Novi Shle Lishmo and being an owner of Shle Lishmo? Kiho de Rafuna, Vechia Barav, have a Yasvi Kaimlish, we both sitting in front of Shmuel. Is Omalei, Chiyah Barav said, Chazi ma dekor mitzayli. Look at Mar, he's giving me pain, he's being mitzayli. is kabla lei disunai mitzar lei. He accepted it upon himself not to be mitzarim anymore. He said over in front of his rabbi, like he gave him to chacha. Rashi says, "Amle abchil leshmuel chazi madikar mitfirelon rafuna shemaka v'chavos used to hit me." So he's mekabel upon himself not to hit him anymore. Yeah, kibul lei disunai mitzar lei. Blessed enough after he went out, amle. This is what he did. Rashi says, "Kinofer chia barav omalei rafun l'shmul." Then he said to Shmuel, "Dachim, if this is what he did bad to me, zavach the yavid, tvor megunim, v'ainu anover shol l'shmul, v'loyomah befonov, v'shalei befonov, sipa begnusay." Let's go anover shol l'shmul. Like in front of him, he didn't want to say over what he did bad, even though he was doing l'shmul. The same shemaim is given to chokha, and he had a right to do it. Like he's telling over the Rebbe what he did wrong. This Rebbe now will make him do good. So he had a right to do it. But still he didn't want to say too bad in front of his eyes that he shouldn't come to hate him. So that's called Anova Shlo Lishma. But when he left, then he said all the bad that he did to him. He said over to his Rebbe. Yeah. Omalei, he said to him, "Amalei Amateli Biyan Peakas." The Rebbe said, "Why did you say over to me?" But he was here. Omalei Chafted Lichsav Zarei Derav, that I'm afraid that he'll curse me, he'll be angry at me. Yeah, Al Yoda. Yeah.